Chapter 20. The place to buy canoes is off of rafts laying up at shore. But we didn't see no rafts laying up, so we went along during 3 hours and more. Well, the night got gray and ruther thick, which is the next meanest thing to fog. You can't tell the shape of the river, and you can't see no distance. It got to be very late and still, and then along comes a steamboat up the river. We lit the lantern, and judged she would see it. Upstream boats didn't generally come close to us. They go out, and follow the bars and hunt for easy water under the reefs. But nights like this, they bull right up the channel against the whole river. We could hear her pounding along, but we didn't see her good till she was close. She aimed right for us. Often they do that and try to see how close they can come without touching. Sometimes the wheel bites off a sweep, and then the pilot sticks his head out and laughs, and thinks he's mighty smart. Well, here she comes, and we said she was going to try and shave us. But she didn't seem to be sheering off a bit. She was a big one, and she was coming in a hurry too, looking like a black cloud with rows of glowworms around it. But all of a sudden she bulged out, big and scary, with a long row of wide-open furnace doors shining like red-hot teeth, and her monstrous bows and guards hanging right over us. There was a yell at us, and a jingling of bells to stop the engines, a powwow of cussing, and whistling of steam, and as Jim went overboard on one side, and I on the other, she come smashing straight through the raft. I dived and I aimed to find the bottom too, for a 30-foot wheel had got to go over me, and I wanted it to have plenty of room. I could always stay underwater a minute. This time I reckon I stayed under a minute and a half. Then I bounced for the top in a hurry, for I was nearly busting. I popped out to my armpits, and blowed the water out of my nose, and puffed a bit. Of course there was a booming current, and of course, that boat started her engines again 10 seconds after she stopped them, for they never cared much for raftsmen. So now she was churning along up the river, out of sight in the thick weather, though I could hear her. I sung out for Jim about a dozen times, but I didn't get any answer. So I grabbed a plank that touched me while I was reading water, and struck out for shore, shoving it ahead of me. But I made out to see that the drift of the current was towards the left-hand shore, which meant that I was in a crossing. So I changed off and went that way. It was one of these long, slanting, 2-mile crossings, so I was a good long time in getting over. I made a safe landing, and clumb up the bank. I couldn't see but a little ways, but I went poking along over rough ground for a quarter of a mile or more, and then I run across a big old dash-fashioned double log house, before I noticed it. I was going to rush by and get away, but a lot of dogs jumped out, and went to howling and barking at me, and I knowed better than to move another peg. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.